Amen. To God be the glory.
Yeah. Amen.
For the things he is doing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, could you please turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms number 7. Psalms number 7. Amen. 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 We're going to be dealing with that whole number of Psalms. Amen. But I'm not going to read the whole 17 verses. That Psalms number 7. Amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The book of Psalms. Amen. Psalms is right after Job. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read. Y'all just bear with me and read it, then I'm going to stop. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But our message today is coming from the whole book. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord, my God, indeed do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. Oh Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hand, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Church, I'm here today trying to get you prepared for this year.
Well.
Amen. Amen. Last week I talked about almost isn't good enough.
That's right.
Almost isn't good enough.
All right.
99 and a half just won't do.
Yes.
Amen. You got to give God your whole heart.
Yes.
Amen. You can't almost be saved. You can't almost have the Holy Ghost.
That's all right.
You either got it or you don't.
That's right.
Amen. Almost doesn't count. Amen. And today I want to talk about this 7 number of Psalms. Amen. Amen. All of us is dealing with King David. Amen. How do we deal with grudges? How do we deal with grudges?
Well,
amen, amen, amen. Any one of us can hold a grudge.
Amen.
Any one of us. But it takes character to initiate reconciliation.
All right.
It takes character to initiate reconciliation. In other words, it takes character to be able to forgive somebody that have wronged you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. All of us have had grudges, and some of us still got them. Amen. 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 All of us have grudges to deal with in our walk with God. Amen. Amen. There are some of those grudges we have that held against other people. And some of those grudges was against us.
Well,
and those grudges fade. And tomorrow, when you have a grudge, church, when you have a grudge against somebody, either you got it against somebody or somebody got it against you.
Well,
amen. If you don't put that fire,
my
oh, what the tongue can do.
My
oh, what the tongue can do.
My
amen. Out of the same mouth, blessing and cursing.
My Lord.
And the Bible say this should not be.
That's right. That's
out of the same mouth.
Right.
How can you praise me and curse me at the same time?
My Lord. My Lord.
Lord, help us all today.
All right,
grudges. A lot of us got grudges against people. They don't even know who the people are. They're going on what somebody else said. They don't even know nothing about you. I don't like you. Why you don't like me? You don't even know me. You don't know me. You know of me. But you don't know me. Grudges. Grudges. And a lot of us don't know how to handle grudges.
Well,
see, this whole chapter, this whole book, a number of Psalms, is David dealing with this same problem.
Well,
Cush was a Benjaminite. Mm-hmm. Cush was one of Saul's servants.
Right.
This man did everything he could to David.
Amen.
Did everything he did. He talked bad to Saul about David. Mm-hmm. He did everything. I'm talking about this tribe of Benjamin. Did everything they could to stop David from getting the kingdom.
All right.
They did everything they could. And one thing you got to know about the book of Psalms, David wrote majority of them. David wrote 73 of them.
That's right. Mm. That's right. All right.
And he's dealing with issues that we deal with today.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
He deal with David. See, like I say, ain't nothing new.
Amen. That's it.
Ain't nothing new.
That's right.
They had grudges back then.
That's right.
We got grudges right now.
Amen.
They had hatred back then.
Well,
we got hatred right now.
Well,
they had envy back then. We got envy right now.
All right. Amen. All right.
Lord, help us all.
Amen.
David is crying out to the Lord. He's saying unto the Lord about this Benjaminite.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that grudge that had been lodged against David that wouldn't give this man rest.
Well,
you know, sometimes in life when people don't even know nothing about you.
Well.
You know, they say false things about you.
Mm-hmm.
They say false things too. I'm trying to prepare you for this year.
Amen.
I'm trying to prepare you for this year so you'll know what to look out for.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So you'll know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have grudges against people, don't even know why they had a grudge.
My Lord. My Lord.
Lord, help us all.
My Lord.
Speaking evil against people.
Lord have mercy.
Amen. When all you got to do, if you want to understand a person, go and talk to them.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Go and talk to them. Find out what they're about.
Amen.
Find out who you are.
Amen.
And I'm a living witness, 95% of the time, you're going to find out that person ain't like what you say.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm a living witness.
All right.
We all had grudges.
Amen.
We all got grudges.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But I'm trying to help you on how to diffuse that grudge.
Right.
Lord, help us all.
Mm-hmm.
This man Cush did everything to David. Mm-hmm. Amen. He talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
He scandalized his name.
Well,
he said lies. He told lies against him. Amen, amen. And a lot of times when somebody coming to us and try to tell us about a person, and we know that person ain't like that, but yet and still we still stand there and listen to it. You ain't no better than the person that's telling the lie.
Wow.
You ain't no better. Amen. And the Bible says, don't be partakers of another man's sin.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen. You know they ain't right. Stop them in the track. I don't want to hear.
Amen. All right.
You got a problem with that person? You go see that person.
Right.
Amen. 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 I'm trying to help you this year. Because I say that this year we're going to do better than what we did last year. Amen. A lot of things we're going to cast aside. A lot of things we did in 16, we ain't going to bring them over into 17. Amen. The Bible says we are a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Amen. 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 This Benjaminite, he was a thorn in David's side.
Well,
amen, amen, amen. You got to realize this whole tribe was a thorn in David's side.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When David was fleeing from his son Absalom, amen, his Shimeah, the Benjaminite, cursed David as he left the city. Mocked him, called him, you scoundrel.
My Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. And we got to understand, over in, that happened in the 2 Samuel, around the 16th chapter. Then also in 2 Samuel, the 20th chapter, they go another Benjaminite, Sheba, was led a revolt against David. Amen, amen, amen. You got to understand, it was a grudge they could not let go. Because you got to realize the Benjaminites thought they was the one that should inherit the kingdom.
Right.
But just because we think the one way, if it ain't God's way, it won't happen.
All right.
It was not in God's plan.
That's right.
It was not in God's plan.
That's right.
Amen, amen. We see in the first two verses, David is hollering out, Lord, save me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. David is calling out to the Lord in a time of distress. Yep. He's telling the Lord, save me, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I put my trust in you.
Right.
I'm taking my refuge in you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Only you can save me, Lord.
That's right.
Amen. That's how sometimes we have to be sometimes. Amen. We got to learn how to call out to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Save me. Lord, help me.
That's right.
See, when we are enduring the tongues of those who have no evidence of wrongdoing, only thing I tell you to do, trust in the Lord.
That's right.
Trust in the Lord. One of the things that you will come to understand, that the devil, he hates you.
Amen. Amen.
Satan don't love you.
That's right.
Satan hate you.
Amen.
And he will stir up people against you.
That's right.
Amen. See, only way he can do that he needs your flesh and blood.
Amen.
He need a body to do it.
That's
he need a body to do his will. But we must understand, we don't fight against flesh blood.
That's right.
We fight against what? Principalities.
That's
what else?
Wickedness in high places.
It ain't you. It ain't me battling you.
That's right.
It is the spirit. It is the wicked spirit that relies in you.
That's right.
Amen, amen. Wickedness in high places.
Amen.
We must understand. David cried out to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That he will save him from the attack of the lions who are working to tear him to pieces.
Yes.
Lord, help us right now. Lord, help us right now. Lord, help us right now. There are people that say slanderous things about each and every one of us. Amen. That word slander is to make false statements.
That's right.
False statement that's caused people to have a bad opinion about somebody else.
Amen.
That's what the word slander means. Amen. And when somebody slanders your name, you have a tendency to get weary sometimes. You have a tendency to get weary sometimes. Amen. You have a tendency sometimes to you lose your strength sometimes. Amen. Because when you're weary, you're down out. Amen. Slander. They're outright lies.
Amen.
Trying to attack somebody's integrity. False accusation.
Are
difficult to deal with. If somebody tell you they're not, they lying to you.
All right.
They are difficult to deal with. David found this. They're difficult to deal with.
Amen.
What do you do, Pastor, when you find yourself in this place?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you respond like they want you to respond? No. To do this will bring you to that individual level.
Amen.
See, people trying to always, Satan trying to mess up your day.
Yes, sir.
And if he can accuse you of doing something, and bring you to that low down level.
Right.
He have accomplished what he set out to do.
Right.
Amen, amen, amen. Do you protest loudly and open?
Well,
amen. That only tends to add fuel to your fire.
That's right.
Amen, amen, amen. See, when you already got a fire burning, don't add gas to it.
Amen.
Amen. Put it out.
Amen.
Put it out.
Amen.
Do you attempt to clear the air?
Well.
Amen. And try to help your reputation.
Well.
See, if you're innocent, there ain't nothing to repent about.
All right. That's right.
If you are innocent.
Well.
Amen. If you know you ain't done nothing wrong, you ain't got nothing to repent.
Well.
You ain't got nothing to repent about.
All right.
Lord, help us all today. What shall we do when we find ourselves in this place, Pastor?
Well,
there's only one way to respond to it.
All right.
And just as David did, he took it to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
That's the only way that you can handle somebody having a grudge against you.
Amen.
Somebody saying false things against you. Only thing you can do is take it to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God said, ha! Fight your battle. He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. Amen, amen. There are answers. This psalm right here will help us out.
Yes, sir.
There is nothing we can go through. There is nothing we can be going through that there is not an answer for in the Word of God.
That's right.
Amen. See, we mess up when we try to make up stuff. When the Word of God says, do this and do that. We try to make something up. We try to put our own two cents in and we mess it up. Amen. The Bible says, what does said the Lord.
That's it.
Amen, amen. Man does not live by bread alone, but by what?
Every word
that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Ain't nothing new.
Amen.
Ain't no situation is new. Somebody else is going through that same situation.
Right.
Somebody else have been through that same situation that you're going through.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm here to tell you, your trials and tribulations that you're going through, they ain't for you.
Right. Right.
They are, let me get correct. They are not for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Pastor.
They are there to strengthen you.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That you may help somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That you may help somebody else.
Amen.
Because through your trials and your tribulations,
yes, sir,
you grow stronger.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And then you begin to have patience.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You begin to have strength.
Yes, sir.
You begin to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because the trial of your faith worketh patience.
That's right.
And patience experience.
That's
and experience
right.
hope.
That's right.
Amen. What do you do, Pastor? You take it to the Lord in prayer. There's nothing we can be going through that is not answer for in the Word of God.
Amen.
You say, how do I know? Turn to 2 Timothy 3:16. Mm-hmm. It tells all scripture.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's given by inspiration of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's profitable for what? Doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this Bible will correct you.
Yes, sir.
This Bible will change you.
Amen.
Amen. This Bible will tell you you ain't all that.
Well, well.
This Bible will tell you that. Amen. You think you all that? That Bible will say, woe unto the man. Lord, help us all today. God is too good to us.
That's right.
Amen. And you think you don't need God?
Well.
I'm here to tell you right now, you are going on the wrong path.
Amen.
You are following the wrong person.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because we all need God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. God is there for all of us.
Amen.
God loves us all. White, black, red, blue, or brown.
That's
God loves us all.
Yes,
right.
Why? Because he made us
Amen.
All.
Yes,
we the one who put that difference
that's
in there.
Right.
God made us all. God made us all. Because if you cut one of us, what color are we going to bleed?
Red.
You seen any blue blood people? You seen any white blood people?
Amen.
Everybody bleed red.
Amen. Amen.
That's the way God made us.
Yes, sir.
He made us all in his image.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says the earth is the Lord.
That's right.
And the fullness thereof.
Amen.
Amen. Instruction and in writing. The Bible will tell you everything that you need to know.
Amen.
Everything that you need to know. Mm-hmm. Amen. It tell you how you should walk.
Yes, sir.
It tell you how you should talk.
Amen.
It tell you how you should treat one another.
That's right.
It tell you how to turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Amen. And we find it hard sometimes, don't we?
Yeah.
We find it hard sometimes to turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody slap us on this side. Amen. It's hard for us to turn on this side. Amen. We won't get ready to fight, though.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm just telling you, just like it is. I'm trying to prepare you for this year.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In Psalms 7 and verse 3 and 5, David's second cry, he's telling the Lord to search me. Search me.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. We can see that David is denying this charge.
Mm.
David is saying that he is not guilty of repaying evil to those who were at peace with him.
Well,
he is denying that charge in the place of what? Prayer and a song.
Amen.
Amen. He not going to man ask you what you think.
Amen. Amen.
What you think
Amen.
I should do.
That's all right.
Pastor. Amen. He not saying that.
Right.
He went to the Lord
Amen.
In prayer.
Yeah.
And church, if we realize, if we start going to the Lord in prayer,
yes,
a lot of things in
yes,
our
sir.
Life will not be happening.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're going to go through some things. Yeah, that's normal.
Amen.
That's normal. We all going to go through something.
Amen.
We all going to have our ups and our downs.
Yeah.
But where we mess up, when we don't go to the Lord yes, in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. David knew and he denied those charges. He denied those charges. Amen, amen. We must realize that we know we hadn't done nothing wrong. We know we hadn't said nothing wrong.
Well,
you got to defend yourself.
Amen,
amen. You know what we say? I'm going to tell that.
My.
I'm going to tell them they better stay off of me.
Lord,
I'm going to tell them this. I'm going to give them a little piece of my mind. Why you wasting your breath and your time trying to correct something you know you didn't do?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let the Lord fight your battle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Let the Lord fight your battle.
Yes, sir.
Because when we go out there and picking our fight, we are messing up.
Amen.
We are causing more confusion than what it was.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Right.
It takes two to battle.
You're right.
It takes two to battle.
You're right.
Amen. And when you go and battle with somebody, that person got control over you.
Yes,
that person has control over you. When you sit there and argue with a person, fighting with a person, talking, that person just done what that person set out to do. That is to ruin your day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And only somebody got control of you is you yourself. And when you yield yourself to that individual, that person got control
that's
of
right.
you.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yes. That's right.
You ain't got to respond every time somebody say something to you.
Amen.
Just because somebody say something bad to you,
Amen.
You ain't got to respond to it.
Amen.
Let it go.
Amen.
Put on your whole armor, God, in the morning. A lot of us don't put on our whole armor. That's why we let little things get to us.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why we let the petty thing get
right,
to us.
Right,
somebody
right.
say something. Somebody say something wrong to us. Ooh, but we ready to fight. We ready to fight. Why? Because we ain't put on the whole armor, God, this morning. We left a crack in our arm.
Yes, sir.
We left a hole in our sin for the enemy to penetrate. And once the enemy penetrate, he got you.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what Satan say every day. I got him. Yeah, they woke up praising God. But I'm finna throw this crinkle in him. I'm finna take him down another road. But if you allow him to take you down that road, he got control of you. The Bible said, whoever you yield your members to, ye servant is he. So if you yield your servant, if you yield your member to Satan, Satan is your dad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you yield your member to God, God is your father.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 I'm trying to help us this year. I'm trying to help us this year. God has been so good to us.
Amen.
He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way.
Yes,
oh Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be any iniquity in my hand,
mm-hmm.
if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me. And David said, let the enemy persecute my soul.
Yeah.
And take it and let him tread down my life. This is what David said. If I done wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. If I done wrong. You can have me.
Amen.
You can have me.
Amen.
You can have me. But we must understand. God is a good God.
Yes, sir.
And he will forgive us of all
Amen.
Of our sin.
Yes, sir.
He will forgive us.
Amen.
God is so good.
Amen.
God is so good.
Thank you.
He's so good. He's Thank so good to us. But we got to listen what David is asking God to do.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, if I've done anything wrong, what is David asking God to do? David is asking God to search me.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do. We have to ask God to search us.
My.
Lord, if you find anything. That shouldn't be. Lord, take it out and strengthen me. Lord, I want to be right. Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I want to be whole. Search me, Lord. You know my heart. You know my mind. Lord, help us all today. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Try me. Know my heart. Know my thought. Know my integrity. Examine me. That's why we say on first Sunday morning when we're doing the Lord's Supper, examine yourself.
That's right.
So that you won't eat and drink damnation Amen. To your soul.
Amen.
Search me. See, you can't search me.
Amen.
I can't search you. You we got to search. Ourselves.
Amen.
And we all know what we're doing and what we're not doing.
That's right.
Amen. God knows it. He knows it from me. He knows it.
Amen.
But we know what we're doing and what we ain't doing.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, as this year go in, we ain't finished with this month yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do better in 17.
Yes, sir.
Do better in 17.
Yes, sir.
Lord, if I'm guilty of this, let my enemies put me to dust.
Mm-hmm.
Let them put me in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And then, church, David is so sure of his innocence that he's willing to put his life on the line.
Yeah.
Right.
How many of us were willing to do
my
that?
My Lord.
How many of us, knowing we ain't done nothing wrong,
my Lord.
Are willing to stand?
All right.
If you can't do nothing else, you stand out for. You stand still. You stand still and let the Lord fight your battle.
Amen.
Amen. And then David go on and ask the Lord to support me. That's in verse 6 and 9. Lord, support me. Amen. 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 We can never win our battles with this word. Because you got to realize. You got to realize they don't think the way we think.
Amen.
When you go into these human courts, they don't think the way you think.
You're right.
They don't think. They think contrary to God's word.
Amen.
Amen. And we must realize you cannot win the battle.
Yeah.
We're thinking carnal. We're thinking fleshly. We're thinking worldly. You cannot win the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Only what you do for Christ. Will last.
Amen.
Your accusers ain't gonna fight the way you fight.
All right.
Amen. You might fight with your hand behind your back. They gonna fight with everything they can.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about when somebody accusing you of something, they're gonna use everything they can.
Well,
they're gonna try to get everybody they can to try to join the bandwagon. They're going to use everything against you. They're going to say every false thing about you. Don't know you from A to Z. Don't know nothing about you.
That's right.
Amen. Voicing their own opinion.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. That's a bad situation to be in.
You're right.
Don't know a person, but yet and still, you don't like that person.
My Lord.
Amen. Just because what somebody else said,
My Lord.
You get to know that that person for yourself.
Amen.
And then you find out for yourself.
That's right.
Amen. If God tells you to stay from around, you stay from around.
Amen.
God is so good to us. He brought us from a mighty long way.
Yes,
and David is saying, Lord, the congregation, and when he said in verse 7, and he said, so shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sake, therefore, return thou on high. What David is saying, he pleaded with the Lord to let his congregation,
right,
of holy men and women, gather around of the court and clear, and will be clear in the courts,
yes,
of the Lord. Because only God will judge you right.
Well.
Only God will judge you right.
Amen.
Amen. See, amen. I see, this world ain't gonna judge you right.
Amen.
Because the world ain't gonna treat you right.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Right. Only God will judge you right. Okay. Because He is the righteous judge.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. He ain't gonna, see, you know, we've seen it before. Our people go with each other if they don't like a person. They ain't gonna do good about that person.
Right.
See, we see that every day.
Amen.
We see that every day in our life. Hey, I don't know nothing about you. I ain't going with you.
My.
But God is not that way. God's gonna judge us rightly.
Amen.
Amen. He's gonna judge us rightly.
Amen.
You see, in our courts today, you can buy your way out of jail.
Yeah.
You can buy your way out of some things. Amen. You can give somebody some money to shut up. You can tell the person, don't you say nothing. See, you can do that in our court, in our world today.
Yes, sir.
But in God's court, you can't do that.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
Amen, amen, amen. Because the Bible says we all gonna give an account.
Amen.
For everything that we done on this side.
Lord.
And that should scare us.
Lord,
that should scare us right now.
Lord,
and that should tell us, did I treat that person right?
Amen. Amen.
Did I talk bad about
amen
that person?
Amen.
Did I get that person in need? See, right, that'll make you start thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make you start thinking. Did I shut up when I should have shut up?
Right. My Lord.
When the mess came to my door, did I accept it? Or did I turn away from it?
All right.
If there's any truth to it, then God will use His courts and His minister to deal with it. Amen, amen. We must understand that Benjaminite hated David Gus.
Yeah.
And they talked bad things about David.
That's right.
Amen, amen. They had grudges against David for who he was.
Yes, sir.
You know everybody don't like you.
Amen.
If you ain't never heard that before, everybody don't like you.
All right.
Everybody sitting beside you right now don't like you.
All right.
Everybody don't like you.
All right.
But who cares?
Amen.
Long as God.
All right.
Long as I'm satisfied with Jesus.
Amen.
I can't worry about whether you like me or not. Because I serve a God that loves me.
Amen.
He don't like me. He loves me.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He loves me for who I am. I'm talking about Jesus. Amen. Amen. We all go around trying to get people to like us. Young people. I'm talking to you right now. Amen. Everybody ain't gonna like you.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody ain't gonna want to do good to you. Amen. That same people that you going with in your group, some of them same people don't like you.
Yes, sir. You're right.
But you can't be afraid of that.
That's right.
You can't be afraid of that. And don't be nobody that you're not.
Amen.
Don't try to please
Amen.
Nobody.
Amen.
You be yourself.
Amen.
Be the child that God called you to be.
Yes,
see, the problem with our church they try to be like other people.
Amen.
They try to be like other people that are around them.
That's right.
Amen. Because they got influence over them.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Amen.
Be yourself.
Amen.
Be yourself.
All right.
Don't try to be like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to be like somebody else, you're going to forget what that person does. But if you be yourself, you yourself.
Amen.
Be yourself. Be yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. See, church, you can slander me all you want.
Well,
but I'm still gonna pray.
All right. All right.
You can slander me all you want. I'm still gonna be holy in my life.
All right.
You can slander me all you want, but I'm still going to maintain my integrity with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You can slander me all you want, but I'm still going to do the right thing.
All right.
Amen. You can slander me all you want, but I'm still going to show who has control of my life.
That's all right.
And that is Jesus Christ,
yes, sir.
The Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. And David last cried, he said, Lord, shield me.
Yes,
shield me, Lord. Amen. The Bible says God is not happy about the way the world treats his bride.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
People are going to treat you a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in the world, they're going to treat you a different way.
Well,
but when you come into the church, why are we treating each other wrong?
Amen.
When you come into the church, you should be treated with love.
Amen.
With respect.
That's right.
That's amen. That's how you should be treated when you come into the church.
Right, sir.
When you come into the church, you seeking, you are seeking, you are seeking the hope.
Yes, sir.
But yet and still, we got to stop attacking one another.
Amen.
We got to stop hating on one another. We got to stop loving one another. I'm trying to help you this year. Because this is a place of love. You're going to take that rest of that mess out of here.
Yes.
Because I don't want to see it. And if I got to preach the hell out of you, I preach it out of you. If I got to speak the hell out of you, I speak it out of you. Don't bring that mess in here. Keep that mess on the outside. If you don't like a person, find that between you and God. Don't bring that mess in here. A little leaven spoils the whole lump. Lord, help us all. You got a mound over here. You got a mound over there. Let that mess go. This is 2017. Let that mess go. Let it go. God has been too good to us. That's why David asked the Lord, shield me from all that mess.
That's right.
Shield me, Lord. Shield me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. That's why we all must ask God to shield us.
Yes,
and you got to understand, church, the hole you digging, it ain't for me.
My Lord.
It ain't for me. The hole you digging, it ain't for me. Amen. And if you don't watch it, you're going to fall right into the hole. Just say,
Lord, help us.
Lord, help us all today. Lord, help us all today.
Amen.
The biggest picture is to understand that there's coming a day. There will come a day.
Yes, sir.
That the devil will be dealt with.
Yes, sir.
He is a slanderer. The Bible says he is a liar and the truth.
That,
ain't he?
That.
And if you allow the Satan, if you allow Satan to use you to hold a grudge against somebody, Lord, you are his servant. You are his servant.
That's right. That's right.
And you are an accuser of the brother.
All right. My Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Revelation 12 and 10 and say, and I heard a loud voice saying to them, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brother is cast down.
Well,
keep on living.
Amen.
Keep on living the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wake up in hell.
Woo.
Keep on living the wrong way. Keep on scandalizing your brothers and sisters' name. Keep on holding grudge. Because that come a day that you might not be able to ask God to forgive me.
Lord.
Don't let them catch you with your work undone.
Yes,
there will come a day. A lot of people say, I got time. No, you don't have time. You know the day, not the hour, that God will call you.
That's right.
Lord, help us all today.
Amen.
That's another reason why we should have joy.
Well,
because he said, I go to prepare a place.
That's right. That's right.
That where I am, ye may be also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It takes faith, church.
Mm-hmm.
It takes faith.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is to what? the substance of things hoped for.
That's right.
And the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We have to understand that we got to have faith.
Yes, sir.
In God. Mm-hmm. Because when we try to fight our battles, we mess up.
Amen.
We mess up. We cause more confusion than anything else.
That's right.
When we try to fight our battles.
That's right.
When we should let go. And let God.
Amen.
Let go. God don't need your help. You know how we do sometimes? I'm going to help God do this. I'm going to help God by calling this individual up. I think God is with me. I'm going to call this individual. No, we don't call him up. We text. I'm going to text this individual. I'm going to tell him a piece of my mind. And then some of us don't text. Then we'll get on the internet. Then we'll call Facebook.
Yeah.
Then we'll call Twitter. And whatever other thing that we can call on to spread some dirt about our sister and brother. Amen. The Bible said you're gonna reap what you sow.
All right.
You sowed on bad apples. You're gonna reap those bad apples.
Yes,
amen. You better watch what you do.
Amen.
You better watch what you say.
Right.
I'm trying to help you this year.
Amen.
I'm trying to help you to put aside all them grudges that you have against your brothers and sisters. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Amen.
Turn it all over to God. You know somebody said something wrong against you. Talk to God about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't tell nobody else.
Yes.
You fool around and tell somebody else, they gonna go tell somebody else.
Amen.
Then they gonna tell somebody else. Then they gonna tell somebody else.
Right.
When the first thing you should have did is fall down on your knees. Lord, have mercy on the individual.
Right. Right.
That scandalizes my name.
Right.
Have mercy on the father.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Speak to him.
That's right.
Bless him right now.
That's right.
Him or her right now.
Amen.
Bless them, Father. Keep them, Father, in your keeping care.
That's right.
And through our prayers, church, that lives are changed.
Yes,
and through our prayer, that country have changed.
Yes,
and through prayer, that our family have called come together.
Well.
Prayer will change things.
Amen.
Prayer will change things.
Amen.
Like I said this morning, only time that prayer is not answered is when you don't pray.
Amen. That's it. That's it.
God answer prayer.
That's it.
I'm a living witness that he answered prayer.
Amen.
Look at me right now.
Amen.
Look at me right now.
Amen.
I'm not the man that I used to be.
All right.
Amen. I don't talk the way I used to talk. I don't go to the places I used to go. I don't walk the way I used to walk. Because God has made a change in my life. And for God I live, and for God I die.
Amen.
Stop holding grudges. Stop holding grudges.
Right.
Let that mess go.
Amen.
Because you ain't doing nothing. Son, your own growth when you hold grudges against somebody else.
Right. Right.
While you talking about somebody else praying for you.
My Lord.
Help us, Lord.
My Lord.
Help us, Lord, today.
All right.
Because over 2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord, help us all.
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
who shall I sing?
All right.
Yes, who shall go for us?
Yeah.
Jesus, I go down and redeem him, Daddy.
Yeah.
I go down and redeem him.
That's right.
He died for our sin.
That's right.
They whipped him all night long.
My Lord.
They talked about it. They scandalized his name. Did Jesus hold a grudge with anybody? No, he didn't. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Father, forgive them. Jesus didn't hold a grudge. What? We should hold a grudge against our brothers and sisters. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yes, sir.
The doors of the church is open.
Yes, sir.
The doors of the church.